Our Lady of the Immaculate Conception is the patroness of the United States. We celebrate her feast at the Solemnity on the 8th of December. Our Lady of Guadalupe is the patroness of America, North, Central, and South, all America. The latter declaration was decreed by the late Pope John Paul II on the occasion of the Synod on America. It was an appropriate declaration considering that Our Lady's appearance to Blessed Juan Diego in Tepeyac, Mexico, is a unique appearance in America. In that same synod, Pope John Paul II spoke of our continent as being one America. The Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe has been entered in the liturgical calendar of the United States on December 12th. Both celebrations honor the same Mother of God and Mother of the Church and add an appropriate recognition of Mary in the joyful and hope-filled season of Advent. When we observe the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, we join our Catholic sisters and brothers of Mexico, for whom this feast is enormously important. The Mother of God appeared to a simple peasant with whom poor people everywhere can identify. I can't help but think of the thousands of Mexican immigrants who find hope and solace in the devotion of Our Lady of Guadalupe. I also believe the Blessed Mother must look down with perplexity at the complexity and controversy surrounding the status of immigrants in our country. It was disappointing that during the recent presidential election, this topic was largely overshadowed by other issues, particularly the economic turmoil. In fact, some of the myths surrounding the current controversy of immigration have an impact on the economy. Some prevalent myths would have it that this impact is negative. Last May, Bishop William Higgie of the Diocese of Lafayette here in Indiana did a great deal of homework concerning some of the myths that touch on the economy of our country and state. With his indulgence, I'm borrowing from his enlightening study, which was published on May 25th in his diocesan Catholic weekly, The Catholic Moment. The first myth Bishop Higgie addressed was this: immigrants take jobs and opportunities away from Americans. The United States Department of Labor projects that by 2010, the United States will have created 22 million new jobs. If this is a correct projection, 9 million more jobs will be created than the number of native-born workers entering the job market. As the baby boomers enter retirement age and leave the job market, after 2010, that gap will even increase. Bishop Higgie rightly observed that immigration laws do not reflect the demographic and economic realities. He raised the question, would native-born Americans take the low-paying jobs currently being filled by immigrants, documented and undocumented? He noted that in a birth control culture, we are not the only developed country that has come to rely on immigrants to fill its labor needs. He also noted that in the big picture, immigrants fill the gap between jobs filled and native-born Americans entering the workforce. Bishop Higgie cites a second myth: immigrants don't pay taxes. In fact, both documented and non-documented immigrants pay taxes. A range of studies find that immigrants pay between $90 billion and $140 billion a year in federal, state, and local taxes. The Social Security Administration's suspense file, that is, taxes that cannot be matched to workers' name and Social Security numbers, now totals approximately $420 billion from earnings of immigrants who cannot claim benefits. Bishop Higgy pointed out that the majority of undocumented immigrants pay income taxes using an individual taxpayer identification number, which the IRS has issued to more than 8 million people without regard to immigration status. In addition to state income taxes, all immigrants pay the same sales tax as the rest of us. And whether they own homes or not, property taxes are passed on to the immigrants through rent. The National Research Council estimates that the economic benefit of immigration runs as high as $10 billion a year. People who want to claim that immigrants are a burden for the American economy and the labor force are not doing their homework, or else they're misrepresenting the facts. Bishop Higgy concluded his study with this quotation. The bottom line is that immigrants contribute more in taxes and Social Security payments than they consume in public services. The fact is that immigrants contribute to the economy by taking jobs and performing services vital to our way of life, and they pay taxes. While there may be no easy way to fix our broken immigration system, efforts to do so, the bishop says, should not be based on myths. Close quotation. Immigrants make a positive contribution to our society, just like our ancestors did. The Mexican immigrants also witness an admirable devotion to the Mother of God and our Blessed Mother.